Welcome to www.jewelryemporium.biz. There are few gifts that say I love you, but the diamonds play a special role to express feeling like love, care, loyalty, faith, devotion and commitment for someone special. After all, diamonds are forever. And so is your love. Women love diamonds. It doesn't matter if they're diamond studs, a pendant, a tennis bracelet, or a full diamond necklace. Whatever you give her, she's sure to see it as a declaration of love, regardless of size. If you're new to the relationship and you want to express your love something special way as well, your financial budget is low, then go for a simple pair of diamond studs or a small pendant. By choosing a slighter stone, you're saying that you like her enough to get her something special. This way she'll view you as sweet in its place of sleazy or pushy. Just the fact that you've taken the effort and cost to buy her a beautiful piece of diamond ring say a lot about your feelings for her. Of course, you can always go the extra mile and get a diamond ring, but now you do not have to go so far for it, as you can buy them just from one click. Usually size, quality, clarity and cut of the diamond, along with any precious metals used in the ring, will help to determine the end price. But if you're not sure about style, size, quality, clarity and cut of the diamond, along with any precious metals used in the ring, then you can go through the fascinating diamonds which provide you wide range of collection to the style, size, quality, and clarity. Diamond Classic Solitaire Rings, 3-stone diamond rings, rings with side stones, diamond wedding ring with matching bands, vintage engagement rings, right hand rings. This all types of rings are offered by Fascinating Diamond with different size, shape, carat, quality and clarity. So don't waste your time, select your ring and enjoy your Valentine's Day. Jewelry is every woman's best friend and the diamonds are the best of them all. So, great can be you spirits when you have finally saved enough to consider buying diamond rings for yourself, but you must know how to select one that is right for you. Here are some points that will guide you through your selection. Consider the 4 Cs. If you are wondering what I am talking about, the chances are that you are unaware of the very basics for your purchase of the ring. The 4 Cs I'm talking about refers to cut, color, clarity and carat. A stone that scores high in all these areas is priced highest accordingly. Every aspect that goes into making the diamond as attractive as it looks is wrapped into these 4 Cs that you should examine before you buy. Take time to find the right resources that can guide you with these factors. Once you understand this, you are prepared with the very basics that will prevent you from getting duped by the jeweler. Plan your cost. As mentioned, the finer the quality means they comply more with the 4 Cs. You may not be able to compromise much on this. You can, however, make changes in the size of the diamond to fit your budget. It is not always the big stones alone that stand out. Instead, many well-cut small stones grouped together can give the stunning look that you planned for. Make a choice of designs as per your budget so that your diamond rings have the same sparkle at much better prices. This will make you appreciate it better. What else? If the stone matters a lot, so does the metal that holds the stone. You could plan one in gold or platinum. You could make it thick or too thin based on your budget, but remember that if you want your diamond rings to have a well-crafted look, you must plan such that the size of the metal is proportional to the stone size. Either too thin or too thick a metal frame will hog away the beauty of the stone and make the diamond rings less appealing to the eye. Take the help of a reliable jeweler so he can give you designs that prove both economical and beautiful. Diamond rings are without a doubt very expensive purchases. So it's no wonder that many people try to research as much as they can when it comes to buying diamond rings. And if you've done the same, you'll notice people talking about the 4 Cs when it comes to buying diamond rings, namely cut, clarity, color and carat. But they often forget about a 5th C that is just as important. So let us first learn about the 5 Cs that help give you a peace of mind when buying diamond rings. The first C, cut. Maybe you've heard about the perfect cut and you've wondered if it exists, because nothing in this world is perfect. But the perfect cut exists when it comes to diamonds, and a diamond with such a cut can be recognized by its brilliance. That explains why some diamonds shine really bright while others appear to shine like rock sugar. And yes, buying diamond rings with perfect cuts can be costly, but you get what you pay for and you won't want your diamonds to look like rock sugar or sugar cubes on your ring, do you? The second C, clarity. The word clarity comes from the word clear, so naturally, a diamond's clarity refers to the stone's internal structure as well as external blemishes. Because diamonds are made out of carbon through intense heat and pressure, sometimes other foreign minerals may mix in with the carbon and contribute to internal irregularities and surface flaws. So naturally, good clarity diamonds are considered to be of good quality, another point you need to take note of when buying diamond rings. The third C, color. Good quality diamonds are considered colorless, which is why when you see diamonds with a hint of color in them, they are not priced as much. So this can be a personal preference. If you're not particular about a diamond's color, you might like to omit it when buying diamond rings. The fourth C, carat. The most used term to describe diamonds, the carat measures the diamond's weight. Needless to say, the bigger the carat, the more expensive the diamond. So when you're buying diamond rings, your budget will usually determine the carat of the diamond that will come with your ring. The fifth C, certificate. Okay, this isn't a C that you can look out for on the ring itself, but for people who have trouble deciding if the ring has a genuine stone, a certificate certainly helps as it contains all the information needed to make an informed decision. Also, a certificate gives the assurance that a diamond is real and not fake. Cubic zirconias look exactly like diamonds to the naked eye and can be misleading. As you can see, there are five important C's you need to look out for when buying diamond rings. So the next time you want to invest your money in such extravagant purchases, consider all five C's to make your purchase worthwhile. Nowadays the internet is always advancing and, because it has been around for a significant time now, people are starting to trust it and believe it is safe to make large purchases involving a lot of cash online. But is this really safe? Could you potentially be made to pay too much or be forced to part with your money and not receive the item? Jewelry, particularly diamond jewelry, is still a sticking point for some people as they want to make sure that they are buying the real thing and don't trust internet vendors not to trick them. But, if you are sensible about it, it is just as safe to buy diamond rings online as it is from the shops, and probably easier too. When you want to make a purchase like this online, then the first thing to do is make sure you take down all the information. Make a print off of the exact description of what you bought, and if you are uncertain when it arrives, get it checked by a local jeweler who can tell you whether or not it matches up to the description. Be wary if there are no clear or large pictures of the item. If you want to check what it looks like, then feel free to ask the vendor for a better picture so you can be sure what you are getting. Never be scared of asking questions if there is anything that you want to know. If the retailer seems reluctant or is not clear in the answer, then ask again. If what they were selling is genuine, then they would be only too happy to answer your questions to ensure you felt happy about their goods and services. By providing you with good feedback, they will be giving good customer service, which is important to any business, and you are more likely to recommend them to your friends. Along the same lines, if you can, then try to find reviews of the site either online or through friends, and check that all past customers have been happy with their purchases. If not, then why is this? If it was a problem with the description not matching the product, then be wary of this and reconsider buying from that company. If you are happy and decide to buy online, then make sure that the site accepts credit or debit cards. If it does, then this is the best way to pay, as if something goes wrong, then your bank will help to back you and you can get help with canceling the transaction and claiming the money back if the product is not satisfactory. Finally, if you can, then ask for a certificate of authentication with your purchase so you can be sure that it is genuine. It may be slightly more expensive to get a certificate confirming the grading, but don't you think it is worth it in the long run? Nothing complements an outfit like a piece of elegant jewelry, and this is why people invest in one or several pieces that can be mixed and matched with different types of clothing. Rings, necklaces, and earrings are some of the basics that we are familiar with, although there are a lot more that can be worn on several important occasions. Diamond rings in particular are one of the favorite pieces of jewelry that women have or would love to have, and so a lot of time and sometimes even a huge amount of money is spent in finding the perfect type of ring that can be used on a daily basis without fear of damage. Choosing the correct type of diamond ring may seem a bit difficult at first, but if you already have an idea of what you want and need, then you'll have no trouble in purchasing a ring that you will surely love wearing. Like most jewels and gemstones, diamonds can have different cuts that help in showcasing the beauty of each stone. As you go shopping, you may find that you are drawn to a certain type of cut more than others. What's important though is that you choose one which is not too gaudy for everyday use. Whether you choose a solitary diamond set into white gold or several small diamonds in a gold band, make sure that it will last daily wear and tear if you are going to use it on a regular basis. Another thing to consider about diamond rings is the type of setting that was used in embedding the stone into the metal band. Jewelers often use different setting methods, most common of which is the prong setting and the bezel setting. Some settings are more delicate than others and tend to limit the frequency by which you can use the ring, while others are set more solidly into the metal band and are very good choices for normal wear. The type of metal band used in the craftsmanship of the ring should also be taken into consideration. Gold is always a favorite, although some people these days prefer white gold, platinum and silver, because these three types of metal bands can be worn with all types of clothing without looking out of place. Please visit our site to www.jewelryemporium.biz for more information on jewelry store Fort Collins.